welcome. Parshas Bo. One of the mitzvahs that we have in this week's parsha is the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. The pasuk says, "V'chol v'chor banai efdeh." Harik Yigim a pasuk tet bov. And the Sforno comments there that why do you have to be po to them? Kidei sheyu mutarim b'avodah chol. If you wouldn't be po to this person, he would have to dedicate his life to Kedusha only. So this Bechor would have to dedicate his life to Kedusha. I guess the other kids in your life can do all the Avodah Chol, but he would only be able to do Kedusha, so you're Podim, so he can do Chol. So that's the understanding that he gets in this Forno, is that had you not been Podim, he'd have to spend his life in Kedusha. So he says, now we have to understand then. I don't know, have you ever been to a Pidyon HaBen? People make a big party. So I gave this bar Torah at my son's Pidyon HaBen. Okay? So we made a big party, Baruch Hashem. It was a big simcha for us, and we had an opportunity to do this rare mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. Why are we making a party? This kid was going to have to dedicate his life to Kedusha, and now he gets to spend his time having fun, spend his time doing other activities, working. Why are we celebrating him not living a life of Kedusha? Isn't he going down a level? He would have been Kulo Kodesh, and now he's allowed to do Avodah Chol. So what kind of simcha is this? And apparently, obviously, Yaakov had a certain nusach. It wasn't the nusach we had at our Pidyon HaBen. We used the Miuchas Kohen, who's done it many times, and we followed the Sefer Pidyon HaBen Kilchata. But apparently, there is such a nusach that obviously Yaakov had, that at a Pidyon HaBen, you say, Bikanei Zaben L'chaim Tovim L'toro L'yira Shamayim. So he says, look, every bris we say, just like you got into bris milah, so Pidyon HaBen, you should say that. Why is that first part there? Meaning it's very nice, but why are we saying more for this Pidyon HaBen than for every other newborn baby in the whole world? So he says, to understand this, you have to understand a certain yesod, something that's fundamentally different between the beliefs of Am Yisrael and the beliefs of other nations. There are a lot of nations that believe in a soul, meaning a lot of different religions believe in a soul and believe in doing good deeds and certain acts and even deeds for God, not necessarily good deeds, praying, worship, whatever it is you're doing for your God or gods. They believe that it's going to affect your soul and there's good things you should do and not. Okay? So the concept of having a guf, your body, and having a neshama, that exists with many religions. But what's unique to our religion is that in those religions, they have anything you do that's holy relates to your neshama. Anything you do that's mundane, normal, we'll even call it animal, like eating, mating, right? Relations. That's all part of your body. That has nothing to do with your soul. Your soul is when you pray. Your soul is when you do a good deed. Your soul is... But the animal part of our life, the eating and living life, all of that has to do with the body. So the Kedusha relates to the Neshama, and the Chol relates to the Guf. It says that idea explains a few things in our religion as well. For example, we bring korbanot certain times of year, or certain, maybe we bring korbanot every day, but there are korbanot that we go and on chagim and we bring a korban, and even non-Jews were allowed to bring korbanot. But there's only one kind of korban a non-Jew is allowed to bring. What kind of korban is that? That's a korban ola. Why is that? What do we do with the Ola? We burn it completely. A non-Jew has the concept of recognizing God, recognizing one God, recognizing our God, and that's a great thing, and we're very happy about it. And they're coming to bring a korban in our mikdash, you know, ashrei metov lahem. But there's only one korban they're able to bring. There's only one they can grasp the concept of, and that is the korban of something that goes completely to God. They also have the concept of giving an offering to God, trying to appease God or ingratiate yourself with God, so they're going to bring a korban that goes for God. On the other hand, we have other kinds of korbanos. We do have an olah, but we also have a shlamim. Korban Shlamim, what do we do with the Korban Shlamim? We eat the most of it. The majority of it, we eat it. We have korbanot that we eat, we have korbanot that the kohanim eat. The kohen eats them, and we get kapara. Okay? But how are we serving Hashem while we're eating? That concept is anathema to the non-Jewish religions, that they don't have a concept of you are eating, and thereby that's a religious act. Meaning you're eating a lot of meat, and somehow that helps you, that's avodas Hashem through you eating. So he says they can only bring an ola. Jews who have the concept of the guf and neshama are related, so we combine all of them. This also explains something that's true about Shavuos. We have a machloket in the Gemara about what happens on Yontif. Is it a yom that's Lashem, or is it a yom that's Lachem? So what we kind of do is we do chetzi Lashem, chetzi Lachem. We have long davening and special things we do for Hashem. We also have a big meal. Okay? What we do is chetzi Lashem, chetzi Lachem. So the Gemara, where this machloket takes place, uses a phrase. But on atzeret is how we refer to Shavuos. Hatzeret kol modim deba'ina nami lachem. Even the man da'amar said, no, Yontif is supposed to be kulo lachem, agrees that at least on Shavuos there's an aspect of lachem. Why is that more so on Shavuos? Shavuos is the holiday that we observe Matan Torah. We got the Torah. It's specifically because of Matan Torah where we had this idea that our guf can become kodesh. And through our guf, we can do spiritual acts even with our body, not only the spiritual part. Even the acts we do with our body can be spiritual. So specifically on Shavuos, where we have the idea, no, some of it has to be lachem. You have to make sure to eat. You have to make sure to have a big meal, because that's what the Torah is about. The Torah is about using your food, using your body, and through that, that itself is a spiritual act. So with that in mind, we can understand what's going on in Pidyon HaBen. Before Pidyon HaBen, if the Vlad was going to be Kulo Kodesh, so then it's only going to live in world of Ruchniot. There's no chol, there's nothing with the body here. And he says, Hashem didn't give you a neshama so you could be Kulo Kodesh. Rav Amital used to love quoting the line, and there was a medrash that expounded this line, Anshei HaKodesh Tiuli. You should be for me holy people. What does that mean? He used to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo tzarich malachim. He doesn't need any more angels. He has enough malachim. He wants you to be a person. That's all he asks you. He doesn't ask of you to be a malach. He asks you to be a person. Be a person means living your life, doing things human beings do, such as eating. And therefore, you eat. Now, yes, our religion may have what to say about how we eat and what we eat, but we are able to use our religion to uplift our eating, so it's not just the animal act of eating, but we're eating for an ulterior purpose. We are eating because it's Oneg Shabbos. We are eating because Hashem told us to eat and because it's a mitzvah. We are eating for all those other ultimate goals. Adarabah, he says, the goal of a person in this world is to live a life of chulin and gashmias. Your goal isn't to eschew gashmias. Again, that's another thing that could differentiate, not all other religions, but some other religions, they expect abstinence, asceticism. You have to eschew all pleasures of this world. That's not what we want in our religion. That's not what Hashem wants in our religion. We don't choose. That's not what Hashem expects of us in our religion. No. You're supposed to live a life of chulin. You're supposed to live a life of gashmiut. So you're going to get married and you're going to have relations, but you're going to infuse them with kedusha. It's going to become a religiously charged act. You're going to eat. But the eating is a mitzvah because you're going to use it to make brachos and bench, and you're going to use it to have Suda Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos and Oneg Yontif. That's what you're going to do with all these mitzvahs. The goal of a human being in this world is not to live a life without chulin gashmiut, but to live the life of chulin gashmiut with kedusha with halul kochan neshama kochan aguf. When you combine your guf and neshama together to take this animal act of eating and uplift it and make it something holy and spiritual, that's what we want you to do. And that's what we're trying to do in the pool in the pidgin aben. We are taking this kid out of the world that's kulo kedusha, and we're going to try and improve him until he's able to take that bit of kedusha in order to be mitgaber and help his tzad chulin shavo, and he can uplift mitaleu mitromeim the chulin in him. And therefore, that's the big simcha. That's what we're celebrating. We're having a big feast for a pidgin aben. Why? Because for this reason, this Vlad is now able to fulfill his tachlis, his purpose in this world. And this also explains that added bracha that he said he had in his nusach, because we're saying we were blessing this kid with Yirat Shemayim. It's not easy. We can easily get lost. We can easily become gluttonous. Oh, it's kosher food. Let me eat as much of it as I want. All I want. No. That's not what the world's about. The world's not looking to have the best food all the time. No. You're allowed to eat. You're allowed to enjoy it. And it's part of this world. But we use it all in a context. And we try to uplift it and elevate ourselves and it into something spiritual. When I gave this partora at the pidgin aben of my son, Rav Livda came over to me and said, "And what korban do we bring on Shavuos? We bring a shlomim. Specifically, the korban of Shavuos is a shlomim. Specifically, on Shavuos, we are going to be giving a korban that we end up eating most of. It fits so well with this partora." Meaning, the whole idea of the Torah, the chiddush of the Torah, as opposed to other religions, because other religions have spirituality. Okay? Don't discount, they're not being spiritual, no, they're doing things for God, they're very spiritual. But they don't have a concept of elevating the chomer, of taking the physical, and that in itself becomes a spiritual act. It's a mitzvah to eat and enjoy the food on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You get an added mitzvah, the more you enjoy it. You get schar for that. It's wonderful you're enjoying the food. The food doesn't just become this, I'm eating it, but I'm eating it for this elevated purpose. And that's the message we get from the mitzvah of pidgin aben, and it applies to all areas of our life, not just pidgin aben, it applies to all areas of our lives, that we should realize that Hashem wants us to be human beings and live lives of human beings, and we're going to get pleasure from this world. But we're going to elevate that pleasure, we're going to appreciate that pleasure, we're going to make brachos, and we're going to use that pleasure as a means to grow closer to the Rabbanu Shalom.